Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, Giles.
Morning.
What is different about the podcast today?
The podcast today is going to be shit. Oh, no, that's the same. What's different? The different thing is that we have come to my office in North Soho, fashionable Fitzrovia, where I come three or four times a week to work, and it's sort of shared office space. And
why are we here?
Largely because we've decided to put a door in a particular place from our new bedroom into our new bathroom. And the place we want to put the door, when they took the wall away, they found that all the pipes in the house containing the hot water, the cold water, the heating and the gas all ran down. So they are diverting seven pipes in a sort of L shape around the space we're going to make the door. So they're cutting through. Yesterday, they had to turn off all the hot water and the gas and everything.
All the water and all the gas and the noise. It was like, however annoying it was for my neighbours, it was like they were drilling directly into my head. So we've come here for a bit of peace and quiet.
Do you want to talk about frazzled women?
Yeah, I do want to talk about frazzled English women.
Is it frazzled English women? It is. It's hashtag frazzled English women.
You brought this to my attention and I love it because I feel like that, I mean, you don't even need to say frazzled English woman. You just need to say English woman.
You think it's tautological on three levels?
Utterly tautological.
So let's try and I imagine that, our listeners will know what it is because it sort of suddenly appeared this morning.
I had no idea what it was. I'm reasonably on these things, but I had no idea what it was until you told me what it was. So why don't you...
It's really odd that of all the ones... Because you are normally on these things.
Yeah.
On these fashion things. And always you've got... And it's what was the previous one? Something core. Barbiecore.
Barbiecore?
Do you not know about that?
I fell asleep during normcore and like...
That's 30 really years ago, up. Barbiecore, and then there was Hot Summer Woman or something?
Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, it is a fashion... I just don't know because it's on TikTok. I got sent a link to it by a producer at Times Radio who thought I might be interested in it. Have you seen about frazzled English woman? And she sent me a link, but the link was to TikTok, and I'm not on TikTok, obviously. Mm. Because I'm over 12. So whenever I clicked it, you have to sign up for TikTok that I don't want to do because I think it's just underage girls dancing and I don't think that should be on my phone.
Mm.
But it seems to be like, so turn of the century, it's millennial, it's Y2K fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So
specifically cited are Bridget Jones, Renee Zellweger in Bridget Jones's Diary and Kate Winslet in the film The Holiday, which
it's
is
basically women in a scarf. It's women in a scarf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The phrase that I read when I finally found something was, it's Y2K layering with a sustainable take.
Yeah, yeah. So that means a bootcut jean, a nice brown leather boot underneath that you've had for a long time, maybe a bit scuffed around the edges.
An Ugg.
Not an Ugg.
And you just look a bit shit. You're like Bridget Jones. Bridget Jones is trying all the time to be elegant and whatever, but the bit when the lorry goes through the thing and she drenches her in the puddle,
she becomes
frazzled English woman.
Is
your hair meant to be a bit sort of split-ended and fly away? It's Kate Winslet. It's not your hair.
Frizzy hair, a scarf, and a knee-length, single-breasted, tweedy coat.
They say Kate Winslet.
And a bit hot and sweaty.
They say Kate Winslet. There you go, hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
They say Kate Winslet, Renee Zellweger, Keira Knightley.
I slightly object to that. In her downtime, Keira Knightley's clothes of choice are a bit frazzled English woman. Yes. I mean, she was big on sort of huge beanies and scarves and sort of no makeup and, yeah, and a lot
what
of
what do you think it means if it's big on TikTok?
Yeah.
Does this mean 20-year-olds are trying to do it? Does it, will it be on the catwalk? Frazzled English woman, what does it mean? Where am I going to see it? Obviously, you, all your friends, and all my female friends, are all frazzled English women.
And
so they're not going to, they're going to look like they always do.
Like we always do, yeah.
But is, you know, reaches for name of famous person.
Kim Kardashian.
For example.
Is she going to become doing a frazzled?
Yes, exactly. Is she going to be wearing a sort of fake, what do they wear? A sort of fake Burberry. That she wears Burberry because that's, I don't understand.
Is Balenciaga, what your question is Balenciaga going to bring out a hideous early noughties sort of tweedy single-breasted knee-length coat
and jumper and scarf
and a jumper and a scarf
and people going to go into salons, people with lovely kind of modern kind of Jennifer Aniston hair and say, make me look like,
can you make it
a secretary from 1998?
Yes, exactly.
What about supermodels? What about these models on the catwalk, these big shiny women with their long legs with their big giraffe walk, walking, they've done a day's work in their life, get to the end, swing and turn and back, they're going to dress as if they worked in marketing and try and be witty like a barrister or something. And
Kate Moss, you said...
Does it mean your clothes are suddenly really valuable, or your frazzled clothes?
Oh, my frazzled clothes. I've got so many frazzled clothes, yeah. Fashion goes in like 20 to 30 year cycles, right? So if you want to know what's fashionable now, you just look at what people are wearing 25, 30 years ago.
In terms of writing a column,
yes,
then...
So what is the frazzled English man?
It's Boris Johnson. Isn't it? It's just like...
It is, yeah.
Just dressed and it's all shit and crumbly. So, and that's basically... And that it's sort of... Broadly, any straight Englishman over about 25 looks the same.
Basically, anyone in a Richard Curtis film who's not Jude Law or Hugh Grant is a frazzled Englishman. And not Rhys Ifans either, because he's Welsh.
And what about Matey Firth, Colin Firth? He's the
Colin Firth is a pretty good frazzled Englishman, right. Yeah. Boris Johnson, Colin Firth. But how does this relate to you and how are you going to get a column out of it? What are you going to actually write? A column like this, I do think, you know, great idea, lovely to talk about, but I wonder what the actual words you're going to put down one after the other for 1,000 words in the paper are going to be. What are you going
to
actually...
Leave that to the
professionals, darling. Leave it to the subs.
I think...
Just basically write the first sentence and then go subs to fill. Subs fill here. We were so excited and enamoured of our running order last week that we've actually got a running order for this week as well, haven't we, darling? So this story that's buzzing around about, am I still a catch over 50? Or rather, the over 50s eligibility test.
Well, that's today. Yesterday in the Daily Mail was 25 ways the over 50s can still be a catch. And this is weird. Do you mean we're not? It's as you would expect. Number one, what do you think? Do you want to guess? Do you want to get? Because let's face it.
Something about money.
You've caught an over 25. You're one of the lucky ones. 25 ways the over 50s can still be a catch. What do you think number one is?
Money.
Okay, that's number two. Is it like pointless or is it like, what's the game? It's pointless would be trying to get the least obvious answer.
It's
family fortunes.
Family fortunes. Family fortunes. That
okay,
Kay
of
does.
The top 10 reasons.
Yeah, how many
fucking
can I
get? Hell, number 10 is not asking much.
Hair.
Oh, hang on, wait, hair.
Wait, hang on, hang on 1 second. Is this women and men?
Single over 50s can still be a good catch just as long as they have paid off the mortgage, can cook a Sunday... Oh, sorry, don't give it away. The encouraging news from a...
Sense of humour, number one.
Bitch, yes, number one, sense of humour. I haven't got one. So that's number one, with 60% of respondents saying you have a good sense of humour. I'm saying these are for blokes. I think it is blokes. Okay, look, number one, good sense of humour. Number two.
Money.
Yeah, you got that right. Number three.
Hair, teeth, not fat.
Okay, darling, teeth.
Teeth.
Number 10. Number 10. You have your own teeth. It's not asking much. Fucking England. It's like, I mean, I've got great teeth. I've got great teeth. I pay my way. What are the great things about me? Come on, say some of them.
Don't smell. Clean fingernails.
Hang on, well, let me see if they're clean. Clean.
There's
not much to say I'm clean, by the way. I'm coming back to that.
No, but it's not just that you're clean. It's that you literally have no smell.
Come on, take good things about me.
I've said all the nice things about you. You're funny and you're rich. What else is there? And you do the bins without being asked.
You do your share of the housework. You count that as
yes,
a bin.
Yes, you do that.
Fine. What about five? Come on, what's another thing about
just,
an older...
I mean, You are.
What am I? If you've got a, you know, you might stay.
You're good. You're very good at fixing things. Radiators. Oh, you're
fixing things.
Boilers.
Thank you. You're good at DIY. That's 14. But number five, quite a big thing. You know, imagine I'm really terrible, but you might stay with Giles because
nice to the kids.
Yeah.
Nice to his kids.
Yeah. Okay. Am I nice to my kids?
You're very nice to your kids. Yeah.
Fine. Six, you don't get too drunk. Okay, fine. We'll
you don't. No, you leave that one out. But that's. I mean, yeah, I get.
Seven, you don't carry too much emotional baggage. You can say, but you do.
You
could know, but just notice that I'm here.
You do, but I know what it all is.
Am I a considerate lover, by the way?
You're very.
In that I don't ever try to do it with you.
Exactly.
There's no more considerate than that. Anyway, so do you think, is there a column?
Wait, hang on a second. Do I fulfill any of those things?
Okay, you have got a sense of humour. You do pay your way. Let's not talk about sex. Yes, you do. The fact that they call it your share of the homework, interestingly.
Homework,
that,
housework.
Sorry. The fact they say you do your share of the homework. Fucking hell. It's not that I'm old. It's like, he doesn't have Alzheimer's. It's a dick. Cross.
Last night you said I should have made a pasta when you meant to say I should have made a salad. It was quite funny.
I said it twice as we sat over the pasta, which you claim I made such a fucking fuss about making. And it was a delicious pasta from fresh tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Roasted and sieved.
What else?
You don't get too drunk. You can't hold your booze. I would marry someone next time who could.
Yeah, I can't.
Less complex relationship with alcohol.
Yeah.
You don't carry too much emotional baggage. You barely have emotions. Yeah. You're not afraid of getting older.
No, I'm fucking terrified. I just don't talk about it.
You're in good shape physically. Yes, you have your own teeth. Mostly, I bought them. I bought those teeth for you just before we got married.
I think you'll find my dad bought my teeth for me. Thank you.
You like to holiday abroad. You recycle. Point is, what's the is there a column in like the real reasons that are good about being for over 50s? What are you looking for in over 50? Going to die soon?
Very rich with a heart problem.
Doesn't want to have sex anymore. This is the truth of why my young wife is married to me.
Right.
Finally, my libido is over.
I don't think you can call me young anymore.
Well, you're younger than me.
Relatively young.
Yeah, you have been attracted to a person. Well, you weren't initially attracted. You were initially attracted to someone of 37, weren't you? But now he's 53.
Oh, but as far as I'm concerned, you're still 37 and I'm still 27. How old are you? How old was I? 27, 38. 38.
I was 38.
You still look 38.
I'm now 38 with more money and fewer erections. It's like literally the dream.
Yeah, it's great.
I think there's why my woman... Why am I 20... Why my woman?
Woman. Oh, God,
why my pastor really married me? There'll be more from Esther and me after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You don't want to do a speeding thing because it's that old news.
No, not that. Tell me the story because it's interesting. You said it was something to do with Therese Coffey?
Nothing to do with Therese Coffey. It was Emily Thornberry.
Oh, right. Therese Coffey is the one who...
The cigar-chomping NHS botherer. I know nothing about Therese Coffey. If I had to go on that photo alone, I would say, I want to have a drink with that woman.
Okay, tell me about Nadine Dorries or whatever. The thing that other thing...
Emily Thornberry!
Which one is she?
I don't know.
Emily Thornberry. She's like a Remainer, isn't she?
Oh, God, I just can't remember which one she is.
Anyway, what's she done?
She posted a photo of herself somewhere on social media, I think, I don't know, or maybe a WhatsApp group, not sure, which was a picture of her on her way to the Tory conference. By mistake, she included in the photo a picture of her speedometer, and she was in a car that was driving at 81 miles per hour on a motorway when the speed limit for a motorway is
70.
Or 60.
That giant hornet's trying to get in. Wait a minute. It's okay. So she's driving in. Apart from anything else, she's on the phone. That's an offence. What is she thinking?
I don't think she was driving. I think she was a passenger. I think she was kind of celebrating that she was on the way to Tory conference or something.
Right.
And then took an accident anyway.
Labour conference.
Oh, Christ. Emily Thornberry.
She's a Tory. I'm going to Google that. And if he's right, we're going to re-record it. She's fucking Labour. Well, you can listen to fucking Red Box if you want to get people who know who Emily Thornberry is.
Exactly.
So anyway,
she's on her way to a conference.
Okay.
And she accidentally took a picture of her speedometer and it was 81 miles an hour. Look, this is all completely irrelevant. This is just a peg on which to hang a piece about driving and speeding. Because in the last few months, you have changed the way that you drive radically. And I know that you mentioned driving whenever it was, but you really, really, really genuinely have changed your driving ways. And maybe it's, I don't know, is it time to...
Does
it say anything about driving on the list of like, over 50s things?
The over 50s.
Good driver.
You have a lot
no
of...
No road rage.
It says you recycle. It doesn't say you cycle. You have an adventurous streak. No, you have great sense of style. You
driving,
haven't been married
driving,
more
driving,
than twice.
Driving.
You care about the planet. Up to speed on current affairs. Pay them. No, doesn't
nothing
mention
about driving.
No. Doesn't say
weird, because being a good... Or not being a massive road rage twat is basically quite an appealing thing.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. That's like a... But no, they're not anymore.
There was a story in the papers about the police have changed, the Metropolitan Police have changed the tolerances of when they prosecute, and they've gone up
without
from 10%
telling anyone.
Yeah, without telling anyone, which is why I got done. Speeding. I mean, I could do Therese Coffee could be a peg for speed. The only speeding story
it's
is
not Therese Coffee, it's Emily Thornberry.
The famous Lib Dem, the Green MP. The SNP Queen of Dunfermline.
Yeah.
Who is it again?
Oh my
Emily
God.
Emily Thornberry.
Pasta. Emily Pasta. Do we want to do U-turns to the Corrins?
I thought maybe some, what about, in the week of the massive U-turn, and there have been two.
I mean, the beginning.
Do you think it is? Well, now she's been identified. Well, she's done two U-turns, which theoretically she should now be...
Backward.
Pointing back in the right direction.
The same direction.
But the first U-turn was about the 45% rate, and the second U-turn is about the day the fiscal...
No
one cares about that one. What should we U-turn on now? There's a thing Matt Chorley was saying on Times Radio, that she's been identified as someone who will U-turn. The reason that, Thatcher had this, she didn't U-turn, so that when she tells you what she's going to do, you fucking don't argue. She now has shown she's U-turned on a massive policy, and now the backbenchers will just go, whatever she does... Therese Coffee.
Whatever Therese Coffee does.
Whatever Emily Thornberry says she's going to do, they'll do.
Yeah.
So what massive U-turns could we make?
What
is it to be a Corran?
God.
Oh, God. No, but what do the Corrans believe in?
I don't believe in anything. I have no principles whatsoever.
No, we believe in cooking fresh food for our children.
That's true.
Well, should we U-turn on that and just feed them Big Macs all the time? They'd be over the moon. They don't like Big Macs. Unfortunately, because of us, they like, if they're going to have burgers, they like really, really posh burgers.
My son
with
only,
no salad, but extra cheese.
But
and
my son will only eat things. I don't know how he does it, but he chooses the things of mine that take me genuinely 3 hours to make. And those are his favourite things. It's a weird form of like
Beautiful.
Control.
He likes my Lancashire hot pot.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the peeling that goes into that. And the
So you think it's not a form of just kind of female control? Control.
No, he's not just trying to control you.
An instinct to just like control everyone.
He made the pasta sauce that I made yesterday, the fresh tomato pasta sauce that was then with chorizo for us, but he doesn't like chorizo. So I did a separate one with the thing, and then he only gave me a 7 out of 10 because it was tooth spicy.
But then he changed it to an 8, didn't he?
He did go up to an 8 when I looked crestfallen.
U-turns for the Corran. The pitfall in U-turns for the Corran is that it's just going to look like massive humble brag virtue signalling.
U-turns.
Let's move swiftly on because that's a terrible idea.
Megan's fact checker.
Yeah.
I like this. She's got a fourth episode of her podcast out, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, are you going to...
Go on.
So Megan's got a new episode of her podcast out. She's done. That's 4 now in 18 months. And
she's banging them out.
who's banging them out. And this one is about stereotypes of Asian women. But she slightly carked it because she talked about stereotypes of Asian women being sort of sexy killers. And she cited...
Scary Dragon Lady.
So you saw the... Oh, you just...
Yeah,
cited a couple of movies, including Kill Bill. And is it Lucy Liu in Kill Bill? And she's just... She's now saying, no, there were four assassins and they were multi-ethnic. Do you remember there was a white one, a black one, an Asian, and I can't remember who the other one was. And they were just different hot killers. I mean, it's fucking Quentin Tarantino. It's Quentin Tarantino with his cock in his hand, casting four hot women to kill people.
You mean the problem is not society, the problem is Quentin Tarantino.
Anyway, so she's done that. But anyway, her fact checker didn't really work there because she didn't check with Lucy Liu. But, so the idea of, by appointing a fact checker, Megan has finally admitted it's not about my truth. It's about the truth.
My truth.
The difference between my truth and the truth.
Well, it's Kate Blanchett's thing about... Oh, shit. Wait, was it Kate Blanchett or was it someone who...
Was it Therese Coffey? There's a picture of Kate Blanchett here.
Wait, is it...
Why the idea of my truth is a nonsense?
That's right. There we go. No, but it's weird.
Now she's not wearing frazzled
clothes. She is not a frazzled English woman, Kate Blanchett.
That is a blue plastic mat and red knee-length or possibly... You know, bum length boots. You can't quite see.
Bum length boots. Yes. The concept, but the thing is, you can't write about my truth because Hugo Rifton's done my truth today.
Has he really written about my truth?
Yeah, he's done my truth.
And what's his
today.
Pay?
Sorry, he said it's like, look, I love Hugo. He's great.
Hugo doesn't tell his truth. Hugo tells you the truth that you want to hear, and he's an absolute genius columnist. But
Hugo said, Kate Blanchett's absolutely right. The concept of my truth is ridiculous. I think that's the actual headline, which is like, yeah, that's the kind of column that I write. Fine. But you could say, but wait, hang on. If you wanted to do that, so I need to get this point out, which is that what's alarming is that America is the home of the fact checker. So it's just really weird that she doesn't already have a fact checker. If she'd had a fact checker, although it's true, if she'd had a fact checker on her Spotify podcast, she would not have said that thing where she said that the people of South Africa danced in the street with joy like they did when Nelson Mandela was released from prison the day she got married. And it would have saved her global opprobrium. Do you know what? I feel a vibe shift coming along with Meghan, and I think being too mean about her is probably not...
Well, can I be the last one then?
No, I think Hillary Rose was the last one today. I've got next on my list, what could we do if we weren't married?
Is that your list for the podcast, or is that just,
just
one of those
list.
Little pros and cons things that your shrink told you to do?
Just the to-do. He doesn't give me homework, which is why I like him.
This is the story of the guy who discovered... It was really interesting. It was in one of the papers yesterday or the day before. It's a guy discovered a lost Hancock tape, a lost Hancock's half hour from the 60s, and it featured Peter Sellers. And it's a highly sought after thing. They were about, in those days, they didn't record everything, so lots of things got lost. Episodes of Doctor Who and the Hancock's half hour, 40 or 50 of them got lost. And a guy found this tape, and the headline was about the sort of the triumph of a singleton. And I thought, that's weird, what does it mean? And I read the story, and this guy who's about my age and lives with his parents and has never been married, and what he does kind of in his spare time is he goes to car boot sales and buys old tapes and which aren't marked and listens to them to see if they're missed recordings from the BBC. Millions of
Bloody
hours
hell.
Of listening.
Yeah.
And he found this one Peter Sellers tape, and it's a big thing, and it's going to be on Radio 4, and he's probably made some money from it. And there's a bit of a network of people who do that, these guys. He said, I'm not sure I'd be able to pursue this interest if I was married.
Yeah.
It's got a long intro, isn't it? And we thought, what could we achieve if we weren't married?
What could you achieve if you weren't married? Okay, so not about me, it's about you. So if this is an actual column, if you weren't married, you would have to come back. It would have to come full circle back round to the fact that you wouldn't get anything done. You got fucking nothing done before you married me. Absolutely nothing. And it was because you were unable to run your life without an iota of efficiency. You never had any loo roll, you never had any washing up liquid, you never had any light bulbs, and everything was covered in dust and like crap. So you spent your life running to the shops for loo roll.
Loo roll.
No, you didn't. Never had any loo roll. You went to Sunrise and you bought a four pack of loo roll and constantly ran out. There was a roll of kitchen towel in the downstairs loo when I moved in. And you said to me, after we'd been married for about 2 years, it's amazing, I've got all this free time because you buy all the loo roll and all the deodorant.
That should be on the 25 catches for over people over 50.
Where's deodorant?
Buys loo roll.
Buys loo roll. Or replaces...
I don't need deodorant because I don't smell.
You don't.
It's a 6-1. I had this smelling woman came into my house and started stocking up on loo roll.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it swings and roundabout. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. You can listen to us on the Times Radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. And by searching thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran Has No Idea, you can access a special offer just for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.